This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Born for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. Cause I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day, Thursday, grateful to be in your company, July 18th. If you guys are out there celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you guys. If you're celebrating an anniversary, if you're celebrating a sort of a recognition day for those persons who've actually transitioned, I say to you that we continue to be able to remember our loved ones in prayer. We always do that, especially on this Thursday, as we look at this and look at the paper and touch the paper and recognize that it's a little bit thicker. And being able to identify today for sure, you can open it up and see the obituary as one of the supplements. And being able to see all that information in there, you can do that. And I always say to you, I always try to be as decent as possible on Thursdays, just in recognition to the persons who would have served in this country and then kind of transition off into their eternal reward. And so as we look at this, we always being able to give acknowledgement and sort of genuflect and say a soft prayer for those persons who've gone on before us. And show a sense of appreciation. Let's just be decent. Everybody mightn't be decent. My God, they was here. They made up the numbers. So praise God for them. Praise God for the time that they were here. And if you're one of the persons who are dealing with the transition and you're dealing with family members who would have gone off into the great unknown and you don't know how to kind of deal with it, you're responsible for doing that. I always say to you, go check my good, decent people out over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They got everything available for you. They are located on Ernest and York Street, and they can be able to encapsulate that kind of that character, that life, that personality that existed in your loved one. So make sure you reach out to them during this particular time, or if you are one of those persons dealing with that at this time, right? Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, right? I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. In-house financing. You ain't got to pay your insurance out your pocket all the time. Is you get your SD plates, your jet skis, your liveries, all those particular things, and you want to kind of do your thing in bulk, you can do so. Just go reach out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Give them a call. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. And ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe. He can take very good care of you. They're open 9 to 5, 9 to 2 on Saturday. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be here, guys. Make sure you pick up your newspaper. There's a lot of information in there. Can we talk about this? I feel like this is like complex. It feels like too much. For me, I'm overwhelmed by it, right? Olympic pick controversy. Cooper to go to Paris as an observer. This is bananas, right? More information's in there. Monroe shifts tone on police ability to investigate themselves. Just being able to see that if you read the story, it says in an interview from 2020 on our news, Monroe, the attorney at the time, who had not yet become the cabinet minister, called for an independent investigation into the police-involved killings. And that kind of a posture shifts, a lot of posture shift after you step over that threshold. We can keep talking about it. Christian Council slams cannabis bills and MPs pass bill in the House of Assembly. Man on trial accused of sex assault on American teen at a hotel. This is crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to have a good conversation with you this morning. You know that it is Small Business Thursday, and we're going to be able to dive into deep conversations with you and be able to bring on our persons in here. And I just want to be able to make sure that we can have good conversations with you. I had a good, let me say what happened. He and I had a good conversation before. I think he was over here with us when there was a conglomerate of other persons coming in, and he was one of the persons actually sat in. But we always supposed to do something independently. By chance, on Saturday morning, we had, I told you, my mother and my aunt is here. So my mother, my aunt, myself, my wife, all of us, we went over to, my wife and myself, we went over to a very good friend, being able to sit down over at the Garden of Eden and have a good breakfast. We had a very great opportunity. And just over conversation, we see some great people in there, just having conversation. And my guy was there. With his brother being able to break bread in the morning and having good conversations, and I wanted to be able to have a further conversation with him on air to talk about his business. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you or reintroduce you in this space to none other than Avery Lightbone, talking to us all the way from art development about this fiber rebar. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon to the people out there, especially my wife listening in, all my staff.
Off good. You know. You start off smart. Wait till you call my name. I'm waiting on you.
Yes, the wife and my kids and my staff listening in. Just thank you again, Howard, for inviting me here on the show. And I look forward to even more just to educate the people. I think education of what I'm what I have here on the market, the education will push it to where it needs to go. And I'm just happy to be here this afternoon.
It's a strong thing to say that, you know, because a lot of persons now, I think their ears are perked. They want to know what you're talking about. We need education about this. I hear about rebar before. I know I need the steel, but this isn't steel that we're talking about.
No, we're talking about fiber reinforcement polymer. The rebar itself is fiberglass. And the key to this fiberglass being strong enough, which is three times stronger than steel, a quarter of the weight on the job. The key to it is the bonding. So this product has been around for years. It has been tested and tried. It was very expensive to attain, but with the green talks in the world and climate change, it was made available for the layman to be able to reach that gap financially to afford it. So people have used this throughout the years. There's been thousands of testing around this product. Our engineers locally, a lot of them know about it. Our architects, they know about it. It was just making sure that the data from the ACI, which is the American Concrete Institute, all of the codes that we use here in the Bahamas were approved by these different agencies that we use for our building approval process. And so making sure that we have the engineers on board who are the only persons that actually could submit the data to our stakeholders, which is the Ministry of Works. They are the persons who are in charge of our building code and what we used in our building, making sure that these products are approved, not only here in the Bahamas, but throughout the world. And the ACI is one of those governing bodies.
One of the questions I have for you is why? Why was this a necessity? Why being able to step out of the realm of just being able to use the traditional steel? Why do we need reinforcement? Why do we need to be able to identify a product that can be able to do this? What was happening with the steel from a natural perspective, whether that was local, whether that was from an international standpoint? What was happening that made engineers say, you know what,
we have to use a creative approach to being able to do this. Talk to me about that.
Well, there's the fact of corrosion with steel. It's just the process of steel. It will corrode. So whatever grades of steel that you have, you're going to have corrosion taking place. That's a part of the process and the life cycle of steel. Whether you coat it, whether you cover it, it's going inevitably to rust or corrode. That's what happens. So this isn't something that they've just come up with to say we need to change out steel. These are products that they have been testing and trying for years on how they can get rid of steel. Steel had its opportunity when it was introduced as a reinforcement product into our building code. So that had a time to come in because that was the better thing during the time that it was introduced. So during the time, there's always strengths and weaknesses of any product that you have on the market. There are strengths and weaknesses, and one of the weaknesses of steel was corrosion. So you look at over time. Over time, with steel, especially if it's already corroding, when it gets here into our salt air, acids, the alkalides, all the things that would affect it, it caused the corrosion process to move even faster. So this is not a process that they just discovered.
Despite the fact that we now immerse in this steel and concrete, despite the fact that we're being able to put this down there, they still have the corrosive elements,
right,
the moisture from the cement, I suppose, being able to seep into that and causing it to be able to swell. Or talk to me about that.
Yeah, man, Howard, we could go so deep into this because it all ties in, even with your insurance and the longevity of what they used as the premiums you pay for a house. They look at steel corrosion as a part of how they price that. Everything that you do when it comes to your investment, when it comes to a house, that is factored into costs, right? The timeline. And what has been happening is we haven't been getting the best grade of steel. So there are different grades of steel too. So if you're not getting the best grade of steel coming into your market, then you have a shorter process. And so everybody looks at the bottom line, right? But I don't want to get that deep into it because you're talking about the paradigm shift of the building code in the world. This is not just the Bahamas. America some years ago, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, passed a $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill under the present administration just to reconstruct the whole of America because corrosion would be the downfall of everything in America because they used a lot of steel. Mm-hmm. And so to
infrastructure.
This infrastructure, a lot of steel for infrastructure. And so what they're doing is they're eliminating a lot of it in the new processes and now they're replacing.
There's no bridge in Baltimore.
Right. So they're doing stuff like that. So you have the new construction going on where they're using strictly fiber, glass fiber, and they're or carbon fibers, wherever they need it, depending on the application. And then you also have the refurbishing of bridges, sidewalks, seawalls, and everything else where they're now either eliminating or tying in fiber reinforcement to really preserve these structures.
I will get in your business for a little while. How long did it take for you to convince? Because the first thing that we hear at the onset, at the cusp of this conversation, is innovation, is creativity, is a very clear understanding, is and just being able to measure it and temper it with science and say, not only is this innovative, not only if this is creative and affordable, affords all those persons an opportunity to be able to have something that can last them for a significant amount of time. And you've put science to that. And you've said, because we are an island nation, because our proximity to the salt water, because this will be the perfect product. The government of the Bahamas has approved that. How long did that take? And talk to me about the approval process.
Right. Okay. So the government of Bahamas thanked them very much for going through the process and looking at this as a product that is sustainable. I think the approval process was in hard, right? Because these are engineers that we have who are experts in the building code, ACI. So I'm kind of catching up and just refreshing their minds on the things that they knew before. All of this, our engineers, our architects, they knew about fiber reinforcement polymers. There's been countless times people have tried to introduce the product to the country. But what happened is the testing behind it could not prove, and the bonding that they had was not proven to be something that was structural. They can always go, it was always a horizontal where you could put it in slabs. So you'll find that in our concrete, we have the fiber flakes or the fiber mix that they throw in concrete, something like 2 pounds per yard that they put to bring up the PSI with the fiber. So the fiber
it's
has
a fiberglass.
The little white bags that you see them and throw it inside the perforated bag. So what they do, they have been using it, and they know the data behind using glass fiber reinforcement for concrete. What wasn't proven yet was the data to support vertical infrastructure, structural fiberglass rebar, right? Because it was still going through its testing process, and the ones that they had access to was very expensive. It was like 10 times between, you have different types of fibers. You have the basalt fiber, you have the carbon fiber, you have a glass fiber. So all of these are different fibers used for construction. And so the glass fiber, what it proved was it was more accessible, right? Mm-hmm. More durable when it comes to the bending, because bending was one of the key things that contractors hear.
The 90 degrees angle.
Right. All of those bends, 90s, mm-hmm. 45s, whatever mm-hmm. have you, they were concerned about that too. So it stops the project if you don't have access to those things. Mm-hmm. We have now solved those problems. So when it comes to those bends, you don't have to worry about that. When it comes to those straights, you don't have to worry about that. So the product itself has proven itself through testing. I'm not the scientist. I brought in the experts last summer. I brought in the FRP Institute for Civil Infrastructure. FRP Institute, what they do is they are the third party that vets all manufacturers of FRPs throughout America and Canada. So with their seal of approval, you can now take a bid on from the DOT or American government. If you don't have their seal of approval, you cannot get a contract with the American government selling your product. So what we did was we found the FRP Institute, and also the FRP Institute recommend the best candidate for introducing a fiber reinforcement polymer to a country, which is the best manufacturer, namely MST bar, which is maximum strength bar. So they have the best bonding right now in basically on this side of the world or in the world.
Which is essentially your partner.
Right. They're the manufacturers. They also do the testing. So this is not just a reseller who buys and then I buy from. These are the people that run the testing. They are part of the ACI board where they do these testings of
They can give you guarantee on the product.
Guarantee on the product. And they are somebody who is vetted by a third party in the FRP Institute. For civil infrastructure, you have the American Concrete Institute, ASTM, ICCE, all of the different players in the game or the governing bodies. These are the same people that approve steel. These bodies are the same bodies that approve steel. So this is not a new body coming in to approve this fiberglass products. It's the same people that approve steel and now found a better product that does a better job for a longer period of time. And now your investment is protected. So just getting down now to the layman side of it, right? If I'm building my house, I'm going to the bank. My money is going in that structure. Right now, I have to protect my investment. Back in the day, those investments...
Exactly what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, and this is heavy. Why I say this is because this, for those persons who buy a piece of property and they want to be able to build that thing out of the ground, there are a great deal of people who still want to be able to do that. However, like my wife and I, we wish to build on Grand Bahama, but living here in Nassau and looking for a home and looking for something for ourselves, the first thing we do when we go on a property tour is check out the bell course. We check out the bell course, we check out the foundation, we check those things, and when we see that never-ending crack that runs through the entire thing, we say, no, baby, this is it. I don't think this is the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're saying that we could avoid this. We could avoid that in many ways.
Absolutely.
If we have the proper material.
Yes. Now, look, some people blame it on the contractor, or they blame it on, oh, they mix this right, or they mix that right, or they didn't do the right thing.
They use cheap concrete.
But inevitably, they know that that's why galvanized steel was introduced. But mm-hmm. again, galvanized steel right now is what? Probably like $40, close to $40 a 20-foot length. I have FRPs, which is fiber reinforcement glass. Never is going to rust. Galvanized is going to rust, right? Mm-hmm. The minute you cut that, that's going to start.
You get into exposure.
Right. And that's why people paint. Like, we like to bill out of pocket. How much people you know billing out of pocket, man? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that steel sticking up out of that, mm-hmm. Whether that is the foundation or sticking out, mm-hmm. or the column, somewhere that steel sticking out, that corroding, and then they go have to go there and put the red paint or the white paint or the green paint. That's extra labor, extra cost. $24 a 20-foot length.
That's how much the...
$24 for 20-foot length. Now, that's excluding VAT.
The fiber?
$24 for 20-foot length. because, and this is why
we almost cut it in half.
Hold on, we trying to cut it in half because we once again it was not affordable. They were on the market.
I would know how to bend this.
We all prefab your bends. So if I have a drawing that is approved by the ministry, you bring your drawing to your contractor. The contractor have your QS or they do a takeoff. Right, that means finding all your bends, whatever it is, all your columns. Once we get that in our hands, we have all of the conventional bends, whether it's your straight, your T's, and your corners. The contractors know what I mean by that, right? Any unconventional bends. And then we have the 45. So if you bring even a round, 6-inch round, so that's for your round columns that you see cracking up too in the front of a person's house, that has to have steel in it too. So what we did was we found out all the conventional bends that we would need and just buy an inventory amount of it. Just buy tons of it so that we have it in inventory. So now there's a waiting period if you want a special order of bend. If we special order right now from my manufacturer, MSD Bar, it takes about 10 working days if we special order it and not just coming in a skid, which is a little pallet. Yeah, 10 working days. Shipping will cost that to go over a little bit. But all in all, if the shipping process is direct and we get it to the plane, because these things could come on a plane. I could put like
1,000
I could put 1,000 pieces in a bag on a plane, all your bends, all your corners, all your T's, whatever. I could put them on a cargo plane and get them here. So this is the difference when it comes to cost. You're talking about saving on shipping costs because a container, when it comes to steel, they can't put steel in a container. They have to put it on a flat rack because of weight, okay? And it don't make sense using all that space, putting it in a container and all that space on a container when you could put it on a flat rack and less space. So you have this product that is the steel is a quarter. This is a quarter of the weight as opposed to steel. So where you have steel filling up a container a quarter of the weight, I could go straight up 4 times the amount of products of rebar in a container. So these stuff could come in a container, which is nowhere close to the amount of steel you could bring in for a project. So for one project, I could bring all of your products in one container based on the size of the product, based on the size of the project. And so you're talking shipping costs, right? As opposed to steel, what got to be put on a flat rack. It's very heavy, very heavy.
But that cut down labor also, because now you could identify these things. We can get right to it. Nobody have to ban and so forth and so on. We still tie it in.
Yeah.
And but just be able to do those things. What would we tie it in with? We use not the conventional wire.
No.
Would you use a zip tie or something like that?
Well, the thing about it is you can use conventional wire if you want to use that. But if we're talking green and we're getting on the government's train with this green technology, we could use the zip ties. Zip ties out of plastic. They have the amount of strength to hold the ties together, whether it's the column or you're putting in your footing in the mat for the footing and everything else. We use zip ties. It's faster. Right? I cut your job in half. So you're talking to you're saving on manpower, you're saving on time, you're saving on the longevity of your building. Think about the amount of...
I did not know this was this affordable.
No, I'm telling you.
I did not know that this was this affordable.
So here's why. And again, I give the kudos where it is. I'm not tied in any way to say, our PLPF and that, or the government do this. But I'm saying this strictly because this government has a mandate to go green. Yeah. Right. So if you're bringing in a green product, it is your job to now challenge the government to sell your product and let them stick to their word. And that's what they did.
Have you seen that sort of an uptick in your business and persons being able to come to you since the introduction of this, since you've been able to go on these shows and talk about it? Have persons been gravitating towards you?
Yes.
Because $24 in comparison to a $40 galvanized piece of steel seam length is an amazing thing.
Well, it is, but here's the thing, and I'm gonna rest this right here. When we brought this in, it was at 45%. So we had to prove, and we wrote the government before. We wrote the Ministry of Finance, of course, about the tariff, right? Because that's who you have to go through when it comes to the customs, the duty. We have to write ahead of time. So when we wrote ahead of time, we got to say, okay, well, we'll look at it and we'll see what we can do for you. But don't stop your business. Keep it going. Let us know what it is that you're doing and let us work with you. So thanks to the Ministry of Finance, they looked over these stuff. We also had local engineering company that had to submit it to the Ministry of Works. So all this approval process had to go in place before we brought it. But the one thing that we had problems with was with the tariff, because they didn't know exactly what the materials were that we were bringing in. After vetting the materials, checking it out, understanding the materials, we got a call back and they say, okay, well, we may be able to
make it duty-free.
Right, but we have to pass this through a cabinet, okay, right? So we have to pass this through in order for this to be duty-free.
See what I tried? I'm with you. This is a green product. This should be duty-free.
Oh, Lord. Well, I like this. Well, it is free yet, but we're working towards it. But here's the significant reduction that I know now the government's serious about these green products, right? This would cause me to say they're serious. So they brought the tariff from 45%, right? Which 45% was making my product really expensive when I had it on the ground already and everything else. So that's what I had to work on. We brought it down to 5%. So it was
5%?
So it was easy. It was easy to bring that rate down. That's only a click of the button to say, okay, well, my shipment, what I pay in the 5% on, boom, I reduce my price. And like now that. We are at 5%.
I like this. Yeah. I want you to stay with me. I don't want you to go nowhere. I can get to this commercial break. I want you to be able to play that thing. Like, guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break, get right back here with Avery and talk about all these things that are happening over at Art Development. This is an exciting product. You're saving good money. Let me take this quick break and be right back after this.
But a sickness, war, and crack, and they just build this house.
Pay now, pay more later.
Yeah, wall crack up. Because I rot in steel.
I guarantee fiber steel, Jack.
No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, ay. No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel. Steel pussy get protection from nasty men. But the sand that they use of salt in it. And then over time, start the rotting. And just like a flower ball crack open, ay. No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, ay.
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call Art Development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527 or visit our Facebook and IG page at Art Development BFRP. Listen, say goodbye to rust and a crack of water. Call now.
No steal, no big deal.
Attention pizza lovers, Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Sitting here with none other than Avery Lightborn, all the way from Art Development, telling us about this fiber rebar. And this is an explosive material. In terms of being able to saturate the market and doing what it's done in terms of being able to change and modernize how we approach building in this country. You've given me so much good information. I want to talk to you about this now. You started to talk to us about the insurance and started to talk to us about how they factor in the cost of being able to develop these things. So even as they assess this and utilizing these things, if I want to be able to determine the length of my home from the usage of these green materials, how much more years, if you know this answer, how much more years can I get out of my bell cost, out of this sort of a tying in to ensure that my house is in a good position? If it's 20 years from the traditional material, how many more years would I have with the fiber rebar?
No, it's a lifetime product based on the specs on it now. It's a lifetime product. So you build a house now out of fiber reinforcement, you don't have to worry about
maintaining it. You'll be dead and it's still there.
Yeah. The concrete will collapse before your reinforcement collapse. And that's the technical data behind it right now.
What about in hurricanes? We are in a space where we see often, and you know, these people that tell me, don't say it, but we see hurricanes that come to our country. We've seen it in the past. And in the event that we see this coming into the future, how will this fare as it relates to being able to see it against share winds and so forth and so on?
Well, I like these conversations when it comes to the hurricane, because this is reinforcement. So you're using a reinforcement, the tensile strength is 3 times as it out of steel. And when the winds are blowing, right, I don't see where this reinforcement comes into play when the winds are blowing if you're in a concrete structure, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I would say for a hurricane, you have to look at the flooding. So the flooding comes up, the salt water is in the flooding, and now it saturates through your wall, the moisture gets to the steel, and now corrosion goes bananas. You don't have that with this product. As far as the winds blowing and your house just falling apart because of infrastructure, that's not how you measure this product. Because you're talking a wall, the wall is a wall. The reinforcement is in the wall. So however that house is built or that roof is on there will determine how that house holds up. But when you come, say the house got collapsed from the concrete side of things because you have fiber as opposed to steel, I think that ain't a conversation. The conversation has to happen with corrosion, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because then you're talking, this is a reinforcement.
But this is not going to corrode.
No. So I'm saying the flooding is where you have to really look at when it comes to a hurricane. Hurricane clips and everything else, that's what you got to really concentrate on, how well the roof is structured, but how well the concrete is reinforced. For me, as a layman now, I'm not an engineer, but as a layman, just thinking about it and experiencing hurricanes, I don't see walls being chipped up because of hurricane. Wooden houses, they fly out.
Yeah.
But I don't see a concrete structure ever getting blown down because of hurricane unless that was already almost down or crack up already from the steel inside.
Yeah.
So for me, it will bear on when that flood waters come up, what's going to happen now with that structure over time, and that speeds up the process.
You really give us some good insight, man. You really give me some good insight today about these particular things. You talked about all these things. I wanted to ask, and I asked you about this kind of a bending, or if you've done it, you say you prefab these things and everything is done to order. Now, how can persons get in contact with you? They've heard enough. There are people on the construction site right now listening to you.
People
on the construction site right now.
Well, the phone.
One of my good friends has called me. I don't know if he's still out there. He invited me over to Paradise Island, building a beautiful home over there.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And he just had an opportunity to build two more. He showed me Lazy Howard. You see them two lots? We can build over there. So he need bar right now.
Oh, Lord. Yes. So 603-4506. The phone lines are open. 603-4506 or 822-9527. 822-9527. You can reach us on that on the WhatsApp. But we're always available. That's my office. We're there from Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can talk to Ms. Johnson. She's there, or Ms. Lang. They're always there to help you. They're very knowledgeable about the products. And we are there in the Dugard Plaza at Palmdale. You know where that certain fast food restaurants block up all of those, block up the whole road. You know, they occupy that road.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, my staircase is right there. But I use that line to give up
the blue plaza.
The Dugard Plaza.
Is it blue? Is it blue?
It's like a greenish plaza.
Okay, I think
we're on the second floor, where that place blocks up the driveway.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Let me ask you this one question. Mm-hmm. Is that where the flower shop is in the front?
There you go. Same building.
I used to have the radio station there years
ago. Okay, right. Cool. Okay, yeah, so I'm in that same building, Dugard Plaza. We've been there from inception. But what I want to say, Howard, I really want to appeal to contractors, because they are the key, and the persons that spec these in. When you're speccing, if there is a spec for steel in a drawing, you can go down to the ministry and have your engineer of record or the person that is in charge of your construction, and they can change that out. That's not something that you have to go through a whole long drawn-out process. You can let them know that, write in a note that you're using fiber rather than the steel. And it's as simple as that. No long drawn-out. All of the persons at the ministry that approve
that
these
fair?
Products.
Like persons say, oh my God, this can take much more long.
No, that is a fair. That is a fair. That
that's not realistic.
I just, I just get my drawings because it takes some time. I just get my drawings, man. I don't want to go through that process again. And some of the engineers don't want to go through the headache again. But I could tell you that down at the Ministry of Works, they are encouraging these products to be used because climate change is real, right? These fiber products will protect any building in the future. And even if you have to cut out some of that old steel that you're experiencing these cracks with now and put this in, some people have doctored it because they go and they put it up. 6 months later, they got another crack. They go there, they put the little stuff on it, what they got to put on it. They paint it. They do everything else and the cracks still come back. If you want to eliminate that, we have the solution for that, for repair. Right? We can't solve the whole problem if the bones already have the steel in it, but I have a gentleman down in Eleuthera. He's gutting his whole house just to put these inside there because he understands that I could probably be here sometime and I want to leave this investment for my children. This is what we're doing now. We're trying to leave an investment for our children. We don't want to leave a liability. These buildings that have steel in it, thank God you have good contractors that don't cheat it, right? And maybe give you some time. Maybe they paint it. But it costs a lot of money to do that, to put on the steel or to paint the steel, to soak it in dingham, to let it dry, and then you're going back at it because you're building out a pocket. You got to paint it up again.
You couldn't learn productivity time.
Too much.
No,
you slot this in one time and you out. You don't have that problem again.
Done.
Take a vacation. I have people who are spending their pension money. Pension money just to do refurb on their house, refurbishing on their house, and they are frustrated. Older people trying to protect their investment because that's all they got.
Wow.
So they can't take vacation. They can't live a life of peace because they got to make sure to protect their investment. Help them out, contractors. Help them out, engineers. Let them know that these products are approved. These products you can use. They are going to preserve your investment. Investment. It turns in now to an investment rather than a liability.
I like this, man. Avery, you did a wonderful job, and you did a wonderful thing by being able to bring this to the forefront. I know that we spoke about this before, but I think as we continue to be able to double down and reiterate the cost and effect, and the fact that after using these products, you can see longevity, you can see preservation, you can see all these things. I think it's a wonderful thing. Avery, I want to thank you, man. Guys, if you want to be able to check him out, his office is in the Dugard Plaza right there by McDonald's. Anyone say McDonald's? McDonald's don't sponsor us. I keep begging. McDonald's, come on. Make sure I love that. So right there by McDonald's, in the Palmdale Plaza right there, in the Palmdale area, right, is a Dugard Plaza right in the back there. You can be able to see him. His number is 603-4506, 603-4506. The number also, you can be able to give him a call, 822-9507, 822-9507. And this is a phenomenal product. Fiber rebar significantly reduced in comparison to the price that you're paying for your steel, your galvanized steel, and it gets you to longevity and productivity right to where you want it to be. Avery, thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate the opportunity, and I thank you for this conversation today.
Thank you so much, Howard. I just want the Bahamian people to know that this is being done from the heart. We're trying to work with you with pricing and everything, but we have passed off a lot of our savings that we've gotten from the tariff reduction, and we pass it on to our clients. We Family Islands are taking full advantage of it. They could care less about the pricing. They just want to know that they don't have this issue to deal with I
guess it's about to ask you about Family Islands because this sounds like something my wife and I think we want to do something nice in Grand Bahama. We got a lot of property in Grand Bahama.
Trust me.
We'd like to kind of do something nice in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
And if we could be able to do it along the Green Avenue, I think it'll be even better.
Well, that's where we are. And once people got sold on the green idea, I mean, not even that. Just look at the money that you're saving throughout the years. Yeah. No more maintenance of cracks. Go buy expensive paint. Now you could buy your tiles expensive and stuff like that. Because right now...
You save significant money.
Absolutely, man. You can't beat the amount of savings. So, like I said, this is done from the heart. When it comes to pricing, I believe that every Bahamian, when it comes to home ownership, us as the stakeholders to help them in the business... We have to make these products affordable and available for them. And I'm willing to step up to the challenge and manage my profit margins in the business because it is a very good product.
You're a good, decent man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with none other than Avery Lightburn talking to us again about fiber rebar. Give him a call, 603-4506, 603-4506 or 822-9507. Going to take this commercial break. We're going to get to news and be back after that.
The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. National Bahamas. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, live and in full effect. Grateful to be in your company, chopping this thing down, having a good conversation with you, and just trying to be able to inform you about where we are and what we're doing out here in the country. I got a couple calls just now. Howard, what the fellow number is? My God, what's his name? Avery Lightbourne. You can give him a call, 603-4506-822-9527, 822-9527, being able to talk about that rebar. Now we're going to be able to get informed even further as we continue to be able to do this thing, trying to find out what's going on around town, where's the best deals, how we can make that thing happen with none other than Direct Marketers, with my good guy Ian Thomas.
What'd you say, anybody? Howard, please. Howard.
Is that me? Is that,
that's Howard, you're
that's
an adult.
That's not just me.
You start adulting. Hey, how is you?
We live in giving God praise. What's happening with you?
Very radio trend making.
We ran stripes today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I feel kind of stripey today, so.
Really?
I'm supporting my favorite. I'm a Trump supporter, but let's not get into
that. Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm big-time Trump supporter.
Where's your magma hat? Where's your magma hat?
got it home in the wash.
You need to bring that.
I'm washing it.
You and Kanye.
We all go make it better again, man. Hey, listen, man, let me jump on my spiel, man. Let me say what I got to think. Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company, and we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, and you want to know how viable it is, please give me a call at Howard, 552-0212. 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212.
I can get a check for this, sir.
Man, Howard, man. Yeah. I got to try to get Dixie Chicks.
It's my money and I need it now.
I serious.
I'm going to need a check.
I'm telling you, I'm going to let someone sing the backup. I'm going to let, Dre do the.
Dre?
Let Dr. Dre do produce it and everything. But man, hey, I'm feeling really good. I got so much people to talk about today, Howard. So I got to jump straight into this. We spoke about Harvest Insurance last week. And I was just outside and met a wonderful lady. She was leaving. She's from an insurance company. So we're out there battling, having conversations about insurance companies. But Harvest Insurance Brokers, they said to tell Howard, you guys did an amazing job last week. The phones were inundated with phone calls.
I didn't know I know the chief. The chief called me.
The chief called you. Okay, yeah, man. He say so.
Howard, you didn't know I did. I
did not know.
I said I know you're the chief in this area.
Yes.
You was the chief here.
That's how it goes, man. So let's tell them a little bit about Harvest Insurance Brokers. When you guys give a call down there, you want to ask for Philip Hilton or Miss Delissa Dawkins. Incredible people, incredible insurance people in that world. When you speak with them, you're going to hear the passion in their voice, how much they care. And like I said last week, whatever you guys expect an insurance company, that's exactly what you'll find when you sign up at Harvest Insurance Brokers. Right now is a great time to sign up for automobile, home, group, aviation, or life insurance policies. Aviation insurance.
I didn't know that.
You can insure your plane too, Howard.
If you get ballers out here, insure a plane?
Yeah, insure your plane. I tried to insure my plane a couple of weeks
you
ago.
You tried to?
I was trying to. But
I know you insure the helicopter.
The helicopter, no, I just let it just run wild. I say, you know, whatever happens, happens.
What?
You know? Who cares about the helicopter but my plane? I really love that. Got to get to those meetings on time, buddy.
I understand.
So right now, they have so many different so many different programs and packages that they are getting that you can take advantage of right now. And something that I just learned, something called portal management. Are you familiar with that? Portal management.
No.
Portal management. Ms. Delissa Dawkins was just telling me about this. That's where they assist. HR professionals for managing their insurance portal.
Really?
Yeah. So they would come into your company and help HR to get everything in order, so they know how to run it much more efficiently. So that's a wonderful thing that they're doing over there. And something that I learned also is called portfolio management, and that is manages insurance brokers' accounts individuals who may have been in the profession for a little while, and they decide, you know what, I'm probably going to phase myself out of it, but they still want to keep their clients. That is something that they can also help you with. So it's so much things happening down there. I spoke to them. They said that they did they also have available to come into any business, any company, any corporation, and set up presentations so that individuals who work there can know what they are entitled to and how they can best use their insurance to progress whatever they're dealing with in their life. So that is something amazing happening down there at Harvest Insurance Brokers. Let me put the number out there really quickly, because sometimes I take long to get to the number. The phone number is 326-8084 or 5. 326-8084. 326-8084 or 326-8085. So that's a great number. Where they're located, they're on Dalzell Street and Armstrong Street. Dalzell Street and Armstrong Street. So they also want to let individuals know right now they're introducing this new packages, new plan, National Workers Plan. That's very, very good. It's a strong and concise medical package designed for retirees or those entering the retirement age. It starts as low as $275 per month. And listen, that's an incredible deal that's happening down there compared to what I've seen being offered to other insurance providers at this moment. This is a bundle package that includes life, health, vision, and dental. So that's four different things that it's covering. Life, health, vision, and dental. Enrolling is very easy, and they're accepting individuals at any age up to age 70. So, Howard, you have one more year left, because Howard is just, ladies and gentlemen,
I want to know more about this. Life, health, vision, and dental.
And dental, right.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, like I said, this plan, this package, that starts as low as $275 a month, the name of it is called the National Workers Plan.
Okay, so we spend $275 a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
For the duration of our work time.
Yeah, so if you are entering retirement or you're already in retirement. Yes. Go ahead. Talk to me. Someone just messaging me right now. Go ahead.
Hold on. I need to understand.
Uh-huh.
So is this accumulated over the course of time, and then we can be able to kind of get from it after we retire, or when we get retired? Now, I'm 65 now.
Uh-huh.
Right?
If you can start reaping then?
Oh, yeah. When do you start to be able to benefit? Or how does this work?
Ah, that is a very important question. And what I want you to do to get all the information, I want you to give them a call, Howard. Just like you said last week that you would do, and I told them that you would give them a call, I want you to give them a call so you can find out exactly what...
Yeah, because when you say things like life, health, vision, dental...
Yes.
You don't get that with regular insurance, do you?
No, you don't. It's different packages that insurance companies put together. And this is a package that's designed strictly for those, like I said, who are retiring... Already retired.
Let's say you get the $80 package with the other guys, right?
$80 package.
Yeah. So the other guys say we could be able to help you out based upon your health, based upon your age, based upon this, and this. We could provide you sort of a low tier something for about $80 a month, right? Hypothetically.
Okay.
So let's say that's health, right?
Okay.
And they say if you want life insurance, we could be able to give you a bundle package for this, and then but you never get dental.
That's a great.
And you never get vision.
Right. And everything is dependent
for $275, you could reach that. Now, what I'd like to know is if my children could come on this.
Every situation is different. And as you know that, you're an intelligent person. different people, different ages, individuals who may be dealing with different type of complications. Everything is different. That's why it's so important for you to have a good relationship with your insurance agent. And I always say that. I've been saying this for years. A lot of people have been trying to get me to join different group insurance. And I said, no, that might not fit my lifestyle. So you have to call in your insurance agent and say, listen, is this package, any package that you're interested in, is this ideal for me? Like I said last week that my nephew, he's a brand new driver. I just got his driver's license. And I turned them on to, I turned him on to them. He's happy with them right now. And his agent is feeding him all the information what he needs to keep him to be a part of Harvest Insurance Brokers, so then they can have a relationship that would grow and foster over time. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen, call your insurance company or call your insurance agent. If they're not doing the right thing and looking out for you in the future, it doesn't make any sense. And like I said, I always say anytime, nobody likes insurance, nobody needs insurance until they need insurance. And then at that point, it's too late. Go there. So if you need health insurance, life insurance, if you need car insurance, anything that you need, could call Harvest Insurance Brokers right now. They're located on Dalzwell Street. Ask for Philip Hilton or Miss Delissa Dawkins. The phone number is 326-8084, 326-8084 or 85. And it's so important right now to ask about this new, newly introduced National Workers Plan, which is a great medical plan, health, life, vision, and dental, like Howard just said. And it's ideal for you because, going to the dentist is extremely expensive. And also, when you're going to go get your eyes checked,
some people just never reach.
Well, I don't talk. I talk.
They never reach.
Yeah.
John, I was supposed to go down there. You're supposed to go.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And then you never reach.
Right. Then you want to go sit around and probably try to wait at, not saying anything negative, at the government hospital waiting for those clinics. And those are jam-packed. You know that. Because I dropped many family members down there. So I know this.
Once a week on Tuesdays. And if you don't get there,
you know your stuff.
Of course, right. As a black man, I live here.
Yeah, no, but I didn't know that you might have taken advantage of that.
Same thing, same concept that exists in 8 Mile Rock.
Okay.
And Thursdays or Tuesdays, whatever day they decide,
right.
If you ain't there by 9 o'clock and you're booking, your name ain't in the book,
mm-hmm.
that teeth can have to hurt you some more.
Well, Mr. Hilton just wrote me and he told me that Ian also let individuals know that Harvest Insurance Brokers believes that after years of being in the workforce, you should not be rewarded with your insurance company doubling and tripling your payments when you right now are preparing to live in somewhat off of a fixed income. So give them a call. They're going to find absolutely the best packages to fit your lifestyle. What works for Howard's life,
so they
can
give
me
a fixed rate over the course of time. Is that what he's saying?
Ah, give him a call and find that out. See, Howard wants to get all this information on this short little break. I want Howard to call, and then afterwards he can come back and let us know, you know what? I found something that ideal for me, or the insurance company I'm dealing with right now, I'm pretty happy with that. But give them a call so you can find out. Your insurance agent has to sit down and talk with you and says, this is ideal for your life. I think I said this last week. Sometimes you might be a young, single woman with two children. You might be an older gentleman who's married with no children. Every situation is different. Please call Harvest Insurance Brokers. This company, they care, they're knowledgeable, and they have absolutely.
That's heavy what you're saying. Though.
The best
young
rates.
Young single women who are committed to kind of working and taking care of the kids and leaning on whatever the government extends and doing those things mm-hmm. never takes into consideration mm-hmm. that things like dental, things like health is extremely important.
My grandmother used to say, problems, sickness, and debt for everybody. So before disaster strikes, find yourself an insurance company that you believe in. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because I think there's enough rhetoric in our communities where they make everything a conspiracy theory. This person trying to thief from you, that person, you mm-hmm. need these things.
Right. And you trying to save a couple things. Dollars in the bank is not a plan.
You
That's
need
not
these
a plan.
Things.
That's not a plan. Because when you are put in the front of a huge medical bill or whatever might happen. I had a friend, he's now, this is what, month two he's going on. He just lost his house in Elizabeth Estates. I guess people in Elizabeth Estates know who I'm talking about. And I mean, you know, people are trying, the big comeback is very costly, So all these things, ladies and gentlemen, when disaster strikes, you need a company behind you that's going to be there and help you and walk you through.
These things are important in your life, you know. I guess I'm telling you, I'm decent. I have a cousin right now who, you remember I told you about the boat accident?
Yes, you did.
We went to the hospital, so forth on. And she's here and she's getting superb assistance from
that's a wonderful
PMH.
Thing. Yeah.
You understand? Because they can be able to deal with some things. But in the event that something had happened, and they can't.
You don't know where to put it.
And they got to send her off. You got to have insurance.
I'm telling you.
You got to have insurance.
I'm telling you that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the number one more time. Harvest Insurance Brokers, call Mr. Philip Hilton or Delissa Dawkins. They said that the calls have been coming in like crazy. They thank me so much. They thank Howard so much. They thank you guys for knowing the importance of insurance. Give them a call, 326-8084, 326-8084 or 326-8085. Where are they? On Dalzell Street and Armstrong Street. Great, great company. I love them all the time, man. Hey, listen, Howard, you get your in. Early is always better, Howard, especially when getting your kids' uniform ready for back to school with their uniforms, like I'm saying. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and some godparents.
That's crazy.
Because some godparents pay for their godchildren to go back to school, too. So
I walk into people's store the other day to buy a T-shirt for the for the July 10th Independence.
Yes, sir.
And I saw back to school stuff.
Yes.
And I was like, I think I should get some stuff now.
I'm telling you. And you know where I want you to go? Melissa Says. That's absolutely right.
But that's
Melissa
where we go all the time.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing else.
But you got to tell everybody
except
else.
These people. I was just going to say, I ain't going to tell you nothing else. Hey, listen, Melissa Sears wants to save you guys money. This sale ends Saturday coming. It's a huge uniform sale. You spend $300, you get back $50. You spend $500, you get back $100. No other place on the island is doing this. Melissa Sayers has two locations. Well, it's called Melissa Sayers Fashions, but that's irrelevant. Melissa Sayers, they have two locations. One is in the Mall at Marathon. The next one is East Street South. You get the best quality and price when it comes to school uniforms. So make going back to school so much easier this year. Go to a one-stop shop place, that's Melissa Sayers, that's had the highest quality and selection of school uniforms in the Bahamas. You'll save so much money with their huge selection in jumpers, skirts, shirts, socks, school pants, and ribbons. Again, girls, jumpers, skirts, shirts, socks, school pants, and ribbons for every school in the entire Bahamas. And if you're looking for something that's not in stock, Melissa Sayers, they have the qualified tailors and seamstresses on staff, and they can make it for you. So they can tighten up those pants or let them out.
I see them making the little neckties and things like that.
Yeah, you got it, Howard. Get everything right there. They have a great team of people who work together. Like
so all
like
your girls who want that extra bun and their skirt with a little hard bun, they do a lot.
Hey, gentlemen, hey, I could tell Howard is going there for true. He telling the truth. That's exactly.
Yeah,
I
was there my 2 days ago. Was like the prefect thing that can bond, so they got to put on. So you get the regular dress, but they put a different band
around
the waist.
They put a band because she's a prefect.
So she
can be identified as a prefect. Great. But I can't believe this, man. Howard, listen now. You spend $300, you get $50. You spend $500, you get $100 back. You spend $300.
Why I got to spend $300 if I don't just give you $250? Talk to me why I got to spend it.
Well, that's the same thing now. You know that.
Okay,
the bill come to $300. You know you're paying $250.
So they can give me the...
That's an incentive.
Okay, good.
It's an incentive. So that's jumpers, skirts, shirts, socks, school pants, and ribbons. If you guys like saving money like Howard and I do, you want to take advantage of this.
I love saving money.
Yeah.
Love taking
money. Even if you got to call your ASU man or woman, because ASU poison.
Don't call them people. Not if I ain't your ASU. Leave them alone.
Yeah, well, you got to say, listen.
You wait for your draw.
Oh, Lord, I will let these people get their money early.
No. You wait for your draw.
Well, listen, we're going to probably let Howard open up a online page where he will help individuals no matter whatever
the
price is.
We can pray for you. Come on, you go. Text it and we can pray for you.
Hey, Melissa Sayers' number, man, 322-73. 847-322-7347. You can visit them at either one of the locations, Mall at Marathon or East Street South. Right now, go today or tomorrow up to Saturday. This is a great time to start buying your kids' uniform for back to school.
No, this is an excellent time.
You will save so much money. Trust me.
But I want to ask you a question, though.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Because some of these children is July.
Yeah, they had 1 week.
They had 1 week.
Yeah.
See, you so smart.
Yeah. I saw it coming.
By the time it's August come, they fat.
Yeah, they could be slimmer for some.
But let's just say it's gotta go out this again.
Yes. Well, like that's why I said they have tailors and seamstresses on staff so they can what you call it, take in or take out. Whatever. So that's just you bought some uniform.
You ain't gotta take out.
Take in or take out, whatever it is. Get your children looking. But I hate to see children walking down the street and them skirt so big on them all the way down to their thing. The parents didn't take any. They just go on and buy and just go get it hemmed properly, get it taken properly. Let your child. Your child is a representation of you, Howard.
Everybody,
am I correct?
Don't know. I ain't got that
to you. Is your child a representation of you?
Everybody don't know. That's why we have conversations like
this. Okay, then. That's great.
To tell people.
Yes.
This ain't acceptable.
Right. Grammys, you listening?
It is not acceptable if you're 11th grader wearing a 7th grade dress.
No.
We understand.
Yes.
That's why Melissa says it's doing a significantly reduced rate.
Right.
And you can get some money off to be able to get that, but get a fresh skirt.
And that's what Melissa says is all about. They said they want to be able to give back to the Bahamian people. That's why they're doing this now. I don't know if by me and Howard or Howard and myself trying to champion this this whole initiative of trying to ask them, can you please do it one more time before school opens?
Everybody can't reach it all the time.
Yeah.
Some of these children working right now, they got to use some of this summer money to be able to buy their own uniform.
But I think that's a good I think that's a good thing to instill in them. Yeah.
Tell me, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
These little children, after they didn't finish buying all the gold teeth from Pac and Buy,
creepers. I say get some eyelashes. The Grammy say them children, them all eye wink on their eye.
That's what they want.
They big eye wink.
Between that and the big Bahamian coin chain.
Yeah, to get a good man. I gotta give them a coin chain.
They wear their tight 7th grade pants.
Yes,
but they can buy new teeth. Go get your
uniform,
Melissa.
And that's a great thing. You young kids working in the packing boys and all your summer jobs. Don't let your parents go buy your things.
Don't spend all your money on shoes. Jesus, yeah. God, they spend $400 on shoes.
Go ahead and go by Melissa says and pick out the things you want so you can have the look.
Be decent. The people already didn't mark your uniform pants from last year.
Yes,
I put that mark on the pants last year, so I know it's the same pants.
Yeah. Hey, listen, one more time.
You didn't even wash it.
The phone number, Melissa Sayers, 322-7347, 322-7347. Go to Melissa Sayers, number one place for back-to-school uniforms in the entire Bahamas. Now, still staying in line with going back to school, you spoke about shoes. Kids, you can buy your shoes from any place else, but when you want to get your sneakers, those sneakers that you want, you guys want to go to the Athlete's Foot. Oh, man. I just got a phone from Mr. Russell. He and I were talking yesterday. He says the Athlete's Foot just brought in a huge shipment, over $43,000 worth of merchandise. All the latest sneakers
you
want.
I can need a sample. Yes. I can need some samples.
Yeah, and the thing about it, it's not just for kids, of course. You have adults who go in and take advantage of this right now. So the Athlete's Foot wants you to save on your kids' sneakers when going back to school this year. So they've just gone ahead and readjusted all their prices on all the most popular tennis shoes kids are asking for right now. And they're going to be so happy, and your wallet is going to be ecstatic. So if you want stylish, affordable, long-lasting, and durable footwear, you want to go to the Athlete's Foot. Where are they located? The Athlete's Foot has two locations, Howard. They're in the Mall at Marathon, and they're in the Southwest Plaza. So that's great. So you guys live in Carmichael Road or anywhere in the South, that's a great place.
Listen, tell
the
Athlete's Foot Howard coming.
I can tell him.
See, you need it. Cause you need
I can
to
tell
come.
Him.
When you come here.
Look at look at Howard Gondi wallet. He get
the
Athlete's Foot thing. But you get plenty of cards. Hey, well, mad though. Come on, something. Wake it out, bro.
And this is it, yeah?
Yeah, Howard has an Athlete's Foot card. Wow.
Tell him I got
did you get that card
shoes.
From going to Athlete's Foot, or you got that card because you have Athlete's Foot?
No, I don't have Athlete's Foot. Well,
because I can get you some of that
my
cream.
My wife will tell me.
Get you some of that cream. But just no, rub it in, baby. Rub it in.
Southwest Plaza.
Yeah. Oh, you go to the Southwest Plaza.
I got this from Southwest Plaza.
It has a nice setup, hey. Yeah. I've been inside it. That's beautiful.
It feels urban. I like it.
Very. That's a good word. Feel urban. I can start using that word. Like feel it. Urban. Yeah. Okay, then good. So go to Athlete's Foot, two locations, Mall at Marathon and Southwest Plaza. Right now, you can save big on all the top brands that you're familiar with. You can get tennis shoes for your child, the latest kicks for when you hit the town and you're going out. You know, some guys.
You'll still be fresh.
Yeah, some guys had to go out with some.
That's
nice
a nice, sneakers. Smart, casual look, you know.
Yeah, man.
You got your jeans on. But
yeah.
Your wife, your good, yeah. Decent wife.
Right.
You got your jeans on, but you still won't feel your youth sometime. Put on a nice fresh pair of kicks.
Yeah.
It don't have to be, you know, all these kind of crazy kicks. They don't have to be $500-$600 pair of shoes. A nice pair of fresh white kicks.
Nice there. And then
and a nice shirt on, but
yeah,
down.
Yeah, Howard.
You're clean.
Hey, Howard know how to do it, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, there goes Styles by Howard. So I was there 2 weeks ago, and they had almost every Jordan available. All the retros that all these young people like. I don't know all the different names. They were like the one, you get the one, the six, the seven, all that. They have Nike Air Force Ones for men and women. Plus, they got the Panda Dunks. They got the Nike.
All the children want all these things.
I can't even listen. I say because my children ain't in school no more, but my niece and nephews, they bought me the pieces. They always want something new. And I said, look here, Uncle Break. So they said, no, you're
lies.
Uncle Lies.
All you telling them is lies.
Lies.
Uncle Break.
Uncle Break. They said, my niece and nephews think you just go to the ATM machine, just push a button and money come out. They don't realize you got to wait first and the money got to go there. But that's a serious thing. So go check them out. That's the Athlete's Foot in the Mall at Marathon. Also the Southwest Plaza for all the latest brands, all the popular brands like Ithaca. That's a wonderful thing that that people who exercise, they go out, they put that on. Also, if you go next door in the Mall at Marathon, you can check out Dollar Plus, Howard. They are sister companies right next door. Dollar Plus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are. So when you go to Dollar Plus.
When the movies was open, we would always be in Dollar Plus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dollar Plus
My wife used to have to carry the big bag to the movies.
Ah, yeah, Dollar Plus has some great deals.
With your little Snickers and
some people be like, how do they stay in business with those low, low prices? Yep, they are right there at the Mall at Marathon. So for all your home essentials, they got so many snacks and books and pens and pencils, along with incredible variety of items that you can get for your kids for back to school. That everything that basically you have on your list, you can go down there and get it for back to school. Don't forget, nobody has more competitive prices on beauty supplies than Dollar Plus. It's very comparable to the U.S. U.S. prices. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to the Mall at Marathon. You can visit Athlete's Foot. Go right next door and check out Dollar Plus. And Athlete's Foot's second location is in the Southwest Plaza. Howard, hey, man, listen here. This is great.
I can take this quick break.
You can take a break, man.
Let me get back. I know you got a couple more to do. Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen,
sir.
We're here with none other than Ian Thomas being able to talk to us from Direct Marketers. Quick break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Epic Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect, right here, being able to chop these things down with none other than Ian Thomas from Direct Marketers, telling us all about Harvest Insurance Brokers, Melissa Sears Fashion, and Athlete's Foot. I know you got some more in that bag. Talk to me about what other you got before we get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now about another company. Hey, Howard, you know, like 2 weeks ago, I went to support a fundraiser for women with no legs. And I thought that was
I'm not going to stop. You
yeah.
Just, where are you going with this, sir?
I was just trying to tell you I went to a fundraiser and you just improperly just interrupt me. And now I'm like, should I have gone to the fundraiser? Now I'm questioning what I should have done. I just wanted to say, I went to a fundraiser 2 weeks ago, and it was support of women with no legs. And I'm telling you, in about an hour or two, that place was crawling with chicks.
You need to stop.
Woo, child, please.
If Aaron calls you, you got to deal with that.
Hey, listen. Hey, are you looking for a better alternative for getting around town? Why not get yourself a brand new moped? Just $2,500. They just arrived. 150cc. These bikes are incredible. Doesn't matter which island you live on. They ship to any island that you want. Excellent. If you guys want to save gas, I want you to give Mr. Thompson a call. His phone number is 810-2701. 810-2701. He just brought in a huge container of scooters. A huge container of 2024 150cc scooters. So why would someone get this? If you have a business that does deliveries and you want to get the products to your clients in a timely manner, the scooters is a right choice.
That's the only way to go in the city, you know.
I'm trying to tell you that. Imagine a brand new scooter, 2024 150cc scooters, bikes that are only $2,500. The bikes come with a helmet, remote start, and an alarm system. And also has a USB cable charging cord. So you can charge your phone when you're just sitting there. Or some people charge it as they're riding. You could just have it plugged in as you're riding. So it has a USB port. These bikes
are
amazing.
You got pictures of it?
Yeah, I have some pictures. I'm gonna send it to you in a little bit. So you can charge your phone, like I said, while you're just chilling out, or any device that that takes a USB cord. No better feeling than having a scooter living in a beautiful island like this. No matter if you're an Andros or Bimini or Exuma or Luther or Long Island, you can go ahead and give them a call. It's ideal for individuals who may be renting out their Airbnb. This is a great addition to give your guest. Stop being stuck in traffic. I was in traffic coming here. I was almost late myself. Get your 2024 150cc scooter today. Dial 810-2701. 810-2701. And it comes in so many colors for you to choose from. So call Mr. Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, brand new mopeds, scooters, 150cc, $2,500, just arrived.
Do we have a brand for it? What type of brand?
You know what? That is something that I was not able to get right now. I'm looking in my WhatsApp, and I don't have that right here. But that's a good question, Howard. The brand
810-2701. Mr. Thompson should be able to give you more information.
Yeah, he can give you a good
810-2701.
You have the number. Yeah, you're saying it good.
You're giving the number, so I'm writing it down.
You're doing a good job writing it down.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any stars for me?
I can tell you one star right now in a little bit. I'm looking at it. Lord, I can't read too good. It says TRANS Transtoro. I can't read this on my phone too properly. But please give them a call. They're brand new. Like I said, they just landed. I already had two scooters for the year. I already had two scooters for the year and a motorcycle. I already didn't sell them. But go ahead, get yourself a nice scooter. Yeah, I had a nice scooter. I had two nice scooters. So go ahead and get it. call Mr. Thompson right now, 810-2701. 810-2701. Get yourself a scooter, and you'll have yourself a great time. You'll save a bunch of money, and take your girl on a nice ride. Take your little movie on the back of that bike. Ooh, what's the plan? Go by the fish fry, get yourself one little Kong salad, one little Guinness.
I feel like you should already be in a relationship if you're going to invite somebody on a scooter. Like, you should know each other for a while.
It's just, beep, beep.
You should be cool with the fact that...
Hey, Mother Johnson from church.
You're going to pull up to somebody. It's like, hey, girl, the first date, let's go. Yeah. On the scooter.
You never know, man. And okay, call Mr. Thompson right now. 2024 150cc scooter bikes. Brand new. Just came in. And they're here. Got a container load. Must be about 40-foot container. Bike's pretty, but 810-2701. 810-2701. Get yourself a scooter today, boy. Howard. I can't tell you how much these people love you so much, these Nada people. Eco Flow Delta Pro. Eco Flow Delta Pro. You want a portable generator? You don't want to be at the mercy of the power company?
Me. They can't love me.
Howard, they love you.
They can't.
They tell me. They write, they go on, they give me a, I tell me, I go on by Hallmark, get one card. And they say,
I don't want no card.
You see that? You see how? See,
I want an EcoFlow Delta Pro.
You need an EcoFlow Delta Pro portable generator. I love it. My big generator in the back of my yard, still down.
From
this
that
is time? Yes, this is like over 2 months. And thank goodness I have my portable EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. They've just hit their mark a couple of weeks ago. They sold over 500 units. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be rich anymore to have a generator. Get yourself one. They start as low.
Is that the measure of rich?
What's that? Having a generator?
Yeah.
No. A lot of people go like,
oh, Jesus, they're rich.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money. Let me buy no generator. Generators start as low as $335. Goes all the way up to $4,224 with VAT included.
Is that what happened when you get your girlfriend over for the first time? Power cuts off.
And power cut off. You don't look like, off. No.
Cut back on. Ooh, he's the keeper.
He, let's Charlie get my money.
Boy, get money.
Tell me where that.
Girl, the power cut
girl,
off.
Money,
We didn't need one candle.
So what you saying with that $40?
This boy rich.
He got money.
Mommy, I found a live one.
Girl, keep him ya. Don't be like your sister. Hey, look here, man. This Howard, stop it, man. Howard, we're adults. We're having a conversation, and you're listening. Just listen, Howard. This is time listening. Put on your listening ears. Great. What's the phone number? 327-4504. 327-4504. 327-4504. These generators are brought to you by JS Steel. That's the parent company. They're located right there by the six-legged roundabout. So listen, imagine your electricity goes off. Oh, bummer. Power's out. What do we do? Hey, get the generator. Plug in all your devices. So now your phone's all charged up, your laptop, your iPad, all the churning them. The television is now on. The refrigerator's on. The fan is on. Microwave. Washer and dryer, and in some instances, even your air condition. It has sockets or plugs. It can take 15 devices. It can accept 15 devices. So this is a great portable generator. You talk.
I want to say this.
Go ahead.
A lot of persons just see from an entertainment standpoint, and they look at a sort of an idea where you could be able to plug in your devices mm-hmm. for the purposes of entertainment and mm-hmm, being able mm-hmm. to enjoy yourself
right.
when the time and the power is off. But there are some people for health reasons, right? Let's just be very clear, because I know some friends. I have a friend that passed away because he couldn't be able to kind of cut on his breathing device and defibrillator and so forth and so on during the hurricane, right? There were some issues. You got to take these things into consideration. You can't just look at this and just believe, well, God got us. And they can cut on right in time. It always did before. You got to go. You got to get these things.
I was going to allude to those things, but I'm so glad that you brought it up a little bit before me. That's one of the clients that I spoke with last week. She said that her mother was going from child to child to child, living with different homes, and she was the only home that didn't have a generator. So she said it's imperative that she gets a generator this week because her mom's coming to live with her. Exactly what you just said. Because her
mommy
mom
come to live with her.
Yeah.
Everybody else got generator.
Everyone who the mom lived with before.
And the power cut off by you.
Yes.
And you kill mommy?
No, don't say that, man.
I just want to be decent. Yeah, I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get your generator.
Yeah, you don't want to feel responsible. And sometimes it's not even the elderly. It's sometimes little small young kids.
Baby, get asthma. Need,
yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's so important. So it is for your comfort. That is one one aspect of it, but it's also, it could be used in more serious applications. Yes. For individuals that might this be suffering from something that's life concerning. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely Howard just hit the nail on the head, ladies and gentlemen. I say no more.
Because you all watch Monk and The Good Doctor and all these things and General Hospital and Yellowstone or whatever you want to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, there are other real needs out here that may be going over a person's head.
Yes.
Simply because we're crafting a narrative that this is for the purposes of entertainment.
Right.
This is for preservation of your life.
Listen, I was online. I saw people from Freeport writing the other day. Last night, they were upset that the power was off. Listen, make power outages no longer a problem. Some owners of the EcoFlow Delta Pro, they use it on a daily use, reducing their reliance on the power company, saving them so much more. And you can manage your power consumption through its easy and friendly to use app that you could be installed right on the phone, on your smartphone.
Look at the app.
Yep, definitely.
So you could measure how much power you're using?
Yes.
You could see all of this?
You can see all of that. And it's upgradable. Crazy. So you can buy one device. If you need more power, you can add another device for it, because it depends on your on your personal needs. So individuals, so you're living in an apartment.
That's crazy.
You're living in an apartment. You want your own power source. You can do it. If you have, like I said, Airbnb, now you can have that, rent that along with the Airbnb. So now your guests
strap
are not
it down.
Uncomfortable.
Strap it down.
Yeah, I don't think no one carry it, man. Well, I hope not.
You never watch these things on TikTok for the Airbnb thing.
Okay, then. Well, I hope not.
They teeth everything on your place.
Don't say that, man.
You better strap that down and staple it.
Howard, people want to know how it's powered. It's powered by one big, huge battery. It's a lithium battery, the same battery that Tesla uses in their vehicles.
Yeah.
So you have no emissions, because it's no gas, no diesel, no propane tanks, nothing at all. I have a friend of mine. He had one. He hooks it up to his solar panels. So it charges the battery.
So he's independent.
He's independent.
Of the grid.
Right.
Entirely.
So basically, once again, I'm going to say how this is used. You can plug it in right now. It's a beautiful day. The electricity's on. You plug it into the wall. You get your batteries all juiced up. Now your batteries are holding that power. You put it. You put your EcoFlow generator on the side. At that time when the electricity goes off, boom, the electricity goes off. Now you just plug right in and you have about 6, 7, 8 hours of uninterrupted power. And it's just an amazing thing. You don't realize how much it's needed until the power goes off and you're sitting there probably sitting outside and trying to play some cards or whatever, and it's uncomfortable. I hate waking up late in the night in drenched in sweat because I didn't realize the power goes out. Get yourself a generator. Get yourself the EcoFlow Delta
flashes?
Pro. Yeah, no, not me, boy.
That wasn't your hot flash?
No, boy, don't try that, boy.
You sure?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You want the phone number, Howard?
They won't know where to get it from. There's a couple of persons that texted me, Howard, where can we get an EcoFlow generator?
The number is 327-4504. 327-4504. 327-4504. Or you can WhatsApp George. WhatsApp George. George is an incredible guy. 558-5152. 558-5152. That's 558-5152. George. But when you call down there, that's J.S. Steele. You can talk to Jennifer, Sean, or George. They're incredible people, extremely knowledgeable. They are so happy. They said, thank you, Ian, and thank you, Howard. By you guys doing what you do, you've gotten the word out. You've been relatable to the people. You've been funny and you've been educating. Wow, Howard, you're doing a great job. Thank you for always letting me come here and do my spiel and everything like that. So once again, the phone number 327-4504, EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. It's portable. You can carry it to the island when you want to go. You can carry it by your gal house. You can carry it by your mummy. Wherever you go. Yeah,
that's what you do.
You carry it by your gal house. If you get permission
from
your wife.
It doesn't work the same way around, though.
What?
It doesn't work the same the next way around.
What happened?
You don't carry it by your boyfriend's house.
Well, if you get child, ladies, you carry it by your boyfriend's house.
That's a route.
He might don't leave it there.
That's a big route.
Don't leave it there.
And I got a bring current by you, too.
I got a bring current there by you.
Every Jesus thing you want me cooking, bring current there.
I said, and where that $40 is, you're supposed to put on my account.
Where my ring? You ain't marrying me yet. Give me my current.
I should have liked that boy in the Honda.
All my girls don't say that. Hey, listen, yeah, hey, but it's got to be difficult to be in the dating world because everyone got all these young girls, they're looking on Facebook, or all these women looking on Facebook and comparing their lives to what they see on Facebook. I don't even call it Facebook no more. I call it fake book because you could project
it's
anything
a facade,
you want.
It's not real.
Yeah. And people didn't realize
but
that.
But young people, some young they're people, crazy, especially man. Those who are just coming into maturity, mm-hmm. they don't realize that this is a game. It's not real out there.
No, it's not. Ain't nothing real. Ain't nothing real. Howard, SHSS Electrical. SHSS Electrical. Where are they located? Chesapeake Road in the former what? Minute Muffler Building. You got it, Howard. Mm-hmm. Hey, write that number down, man. Listen, I just been there yesterday. Real talk. I had to get a light switch.
I see a lot of they had a good little contingent of cars every time I ride through there.
Man, listen.
A lot of people
the store family,
there.
They don't mess around. They now have solidified themselves as being the number one electrical company in the Bahamas. The other places that y'all used to go to in Carmichael Road and Palmdale and other places, they can't hold a stick to SHSS Electrical. I thank you so much, the store family. These guys are amazing. I want to let you guys know, if you need Square D products, switches, combos, breaker panels, electrical wires, and meter cans, no other place to go than SHSS Electrical. Plus, they're the number one place on the island for LED bulbs in all sizes and styles. They have an extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those equipped with outdoor motion sensors. Now, recently, they had a line of Dusk to Dawn security lights come in, those that are outfitted with motion sensors, and you guys are going to love it. Great, great prices. They put up... About 3 weeks ago, they put $20,000 worth of merchandise. They've reduced the price on, and people have been flocking their company like crazy. Where they're located, Chesapeake Road, in a former Minute Muffler Building. People call me on the weekend, always ask me, and what the numbers, where they're located? So there's no more need to go to Miami, no more waiting on a shipment to come in. They've got it. Don't go to no other place. I'm telling you. Their prices are the best. They have the 2x4 LED flat panel lights. They were $99. Now $77. I got one of those for my kitchen. The 2x2 LED flat panel lights. They were $65. Now $42.90. I got that for three of my bathrooms. I got those ones. That's the 2x2 LED flat panel lights. You can get the 4-foot LED bulbs. They were $15, now $6.60. I don't use them no more, but plenty of people still use them. Dusk to Dawn LED floodlights with bulbs. They were $50, now $22. Like I said, you can get Square D main breaker meter combos. The 8-space 16-circuit surface mount. That's available in the 150-amp and the 200-amp, now just $350. Other places, you pay up to about $500. Once again, for those who are not aware, SHSS Electrical is now located on Chesapeake Road, former Minute Muffler Building. They used to be in the Henry F. Store Building. They're no longer there. This is the Store family. Ask mom, dad, your grandparents. Everyone know the Store family is synonymous with having the best prices and the widest selection of lights and anything you need in electrical supplies. I go there. I was just there yesterday, and I have a great time going there. Steven, man, you're doing an amazing job, and it's a family-operated business. That's what I like. They all work together. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to see all the family get together. The phone number, 827-3150, 827-3150, and 821-3150. 821-3150. Go down there, give them a call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Howard's favorite time. Howard like them bedroom bully pills. You want to get them bully pills? Ladies and gentlemen, the bully pills are only $55. We had to drop the price because Howard buy them in the cases. Sir. He liked that. Sir. Howard said,
stop lying to these people when I buy the bedroom bully pills.
Okay, Howard don't buy them. He say, Ian, look up, slide couple over this way. I guess something for the missus later on.
I am the oxen.
You are the oxen.
That takes care of the bedroom.
What? Listen, if you ain't carrying on like Howard in the bedroom, get yourself these bully pills. They $55 for a bottle of 6. They all natural. So it doesn't matter if you are dealing with any high blood pressure or diabetes or anything. It won't interfere with your medication. They're all natural. $55 for a bottle of 6. I have guys in their 20s, all the way up to 60, 70, in their 70s, and they are buying these, and they having the time of their life.
That sounds like he was 80 the other day.
Hey, Ian, I had a guy, he sounded like he was 80, but he was a good solid 73.
Hey, Ian, what's happening, man?
And he's yeah, wait, listen.
I like how he's giving the little small short.
Yeah, that's right. Yep,
my okay. Soft talk.
What's happening, man? Yeah, what's happening? How
we
doing?
Hey, Malika, you and Howard doing a good job.
How are everybody?
We all right?
With the wide best with that thing, man. Me and Howard is doing right
that good soft story.
Hey, listen,
what's up, boy? Listen, how you doing? You all right?
On a real talk right now, you fellas up there, you might have a little age gap between you and your gal. You might be like one little thing, maybe 10, 15, 20 years younger than you. Buddy, don't let no one sneak your vibe.
Don't get palpitation.
Don't let no one sneak your vibe, because when you can't perform, she laughing with you and everything like that and taking a little couple of dollars, but she going out there to some boy who dealing with that properly. That's a sick. I see you smiling. You know I talking the truth.
How I know?
No, I saying you know.
I got it.
But that's how you can't deal with that. I met a lady before. She say every woman, well, I shouldn't even say it on the radio, but she say every woman should have three men. I said, why? She say one who could take her out, one who could handle her finances, and the next one who good and bad. Ladies and gentlemen, or especially you gentlemen, don't be the latter one and say, hey, you don't know good and no bad. You might not be able to carry on like when you was in your 20s, but the pill will help you bring back that energy that you want. It will make that sleeping giant rise. And just like I tell Howard, you will be, after you take that pill, you will be the hottest guy on the neighborhood. The hottest guy in the neighborhood. Oh, everyone will know about you because your wife
it's and too
your
much,
gal be smiling.
No one needs to know about your business.
No, but the people will know. People know. Your wife smiling.
How do you know?
She's seen the
you
first
all live that close to each other?
La, 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 la. That's
so close.
What's up, Mary?
Nothing.
What's the big smile on your face?
That's the guy.
Let's just say the guy is not that good in bed, but he takes the pill. And let's just give him a name. Let's call him Schmoward. Schmoward Mant. Not like someone you know. So let's say, hey,
like
Schmoward. Yeah. What's going on? Why the long face? He say, because ain't nothing happening down there. Get
is
that
this
pill.
The conversations that you have?
This is conversations people call me.
People just walk up to you and say, hey, what's going on, man? Nothing going on down there.
They say, hey,
is this what people say?
Hey, when they pull up?
When I meet people, they just say, hey, Howard, what's up? I'm good. And we keep moving.
I know something wrong because the guy pulled up in the car
actually,
and the song was playing, down south, down south, down south, down south. He wanted to go up north, up north. Hey, listen here, ladies, don't be afraid. It's a little taboo to talk about it. Get it for your guy. Let him carry on like an animal. Let him reach his peak. Let him feel good about himself. Give me a call, 552-0212, 552-0212. Get yourself the bully pill so you can have a wonderful, wonderful, intimate relationship with your partner, and you can both be satisfied, and she won't run her off with some good-looking guy who can do what he can do and can't and do what you can do.
So you have a vivid imagination.
I'm just trying to paint a picture. That's all. I'm Picasso so on the mic. I'm Picasso on the mic. So if you want to ask me about any of these companies I spoke about today, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. I'll tell you more about Harvest.
552-0212.
552-0212. You got it. I'll tell you more about Harvest Insurance Brokers right down there on Dalzell Street with Philip Hilton and Miss Delissa Dawkins. Also, I'll tell you more about what's happening at Melissa Sayers. Great time to go back to school and get all your uniforms from Melissa Sayers. Don't forget to check out the Athlete Foot and Dollar Plus right in the Mall at Marathon next to each other. Athlete Foot, great, great shoes for kids to go back to school. Sneakers, I mean. And also, Mr. Thompson, he has those great deals on those scooters. Give him a call. Check it out. 810-2701. Get yourself a scooter. Drive around and save some money. EcoFlow, you want a generator? Give them a call. 327-4504, 327-4504. No need to be dying a sweat. Get yourself a portable generator. And lastly, SHSS Electrical. Get all your electrical needs right from them. Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler Building. That's the store family. 827-3150, 827-3150. I see my time is up. Howard, thank you so much once again.
Thank you, my brother. I really do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you guys so much. If you're interested in being able to bring your information here and talk about what you do, please give me a call, 827-0111. That's 827-0111. That's the foundation. It is a beautiful day. Hope you guys are doing well out there. We're going to see you tomorrow, Friday. We're going to be able to have Pastor Mario Moxie on from Bahama Harvest.
And for the first hour, we're going to have a good conversation about Men's Mobilization March and the Culture Show. So I'm excited about that. Looking forward to being able to have that kind of a conversation. Guys, we're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.